Convention Services. This is Liz.
Hey, Liz. This is Nico Palmieri from RDI Diamonds. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I've been good. We've been better. I understand it that we were trying to plan or are trying or have something with you guys here, an event for, what, next month or something?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I have for September 12th.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, we have situations here. We lost two of our main people. Debbie's been away. Michael's been away. Nobody's been in touch. And we have half the people. Two that are, one was let go, two that retired. And now it's not worth for us to have an event over there. One's COVID and all this stuff's going on here now. So I don't know what they got or what they've done for you, because I know originally we had a deal with when I first established with Taya or Tia or?
With Ty, yep.
Is it Ty? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And because we had a couple-week notice thing on there, but then Debbie told me, because I just spoke with Debbie, that she's back now, no longer there. So in all, we can't have this thing because we only have half the people, and it's like a shitstorm over here with losing employees and not having enough people now to have our event employee appreciation thing.
Sure. Sorry that that's the case.
I don't understand.
I understand.
It's been 20 years and 17 years, and one's moving to Florida to go do boating, and the other one's going to a company that we usually do shows in, IGO, and he's going to be on the board for there, which
is mm-hmm.
great. But, yeah, just everything now just hit the fan yesterday, the last couple of days, but now we just had to make sure before, so now I'm the one that does a lot of, oversee everything for the company and my
sure.
company. So it's just something that's not beneficial to us if something comes back up and once we figure out where we are as a company, because now we just shrunk as far as
sure.
employees with two of our main, one of our being our buyer for jewelry, which now we have to figure all the stuff out and have no time for any of this stuff. So.
Okay.
So I don't know where we're at or what they did with you guys, but I know originally when I set Debbie up, originally everything I do in contracts with our hotels, because I normally do all the Vegas and the California and the Rochester shows and all our planning that I always mm-hmm. think a two-week thing, but I don't know where we're at with that. And
sure.
Stuff.
So I, with Debbie having been out, I have a meeting on the books with her for next Tuesday to discuss all the details. So I don't have much yet solidified in terms of what you were planning to do. But with this news that you're not going to be moving forward, I do have to speak to my sales director. He will advise me on how to proceed.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Because
I know they were saying something about stuff we'd even hand in that was supposed to be due, but with everything going on and she's gone and the owner was in out of the
sure.
country and came back. So everything's just not sitting right, and then with these two guys leaving now. So
sure.
Yeah, if you
okay.
can check, I'll give you my number, my extension. I'm the head
okay.
of all of it. And then we can go from there.
All right, sounds good. What's the best number to reach you?
Why don't you do I'll give you both. So my extension is 130 over here in the office, which is the same number.
Okay.
255-3390. And then my cell phone is
259-3583. 3583. And what is the area code? Sorry? 585. 585. Okay.
Yeah.
And what was your name again, sir?
Nico. N-I-C-O.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for bringing this to my attention. I'll touch base with my director, and either he or I will reach out to you shortly.
Okay. Do you know, just so I can see, is it today or is it Monday?
Oh, it'll probably be Monday, yes.
Okay. All right, Liz. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All
Have
right.
A good weekend.
You too. Yep.